One of my favorite things to do when I go camping is making the fire. I love making fire. Not in a crazy pyromaniac kind of way, but there's something so earthy to it, yet transcendent at the same time. I love chopping the wood and making the kindling. And depending on how you make your teepee for your fire, if you look at it, it's actually a series of crosses. Once that base has been set, the flame from the match is ready to consume the kindling and begin to create a glorious fire. Similarly, the gospel invites us today to be set afire with the love of the Spirit through the wood of the cross, so that we can pass on to those we love this love of the Spirit. You can hear it in the gospel today. Jesus exclaimed, "I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled." You can hear the sense of longing and earnestness because he wants to send down the Holy Spirit, which descended upon the apostles as tongues of fire during Pentecost. Yet, the passion must precede the Pentecost. The baptizing of Jesus into his immersion into his death and his resurrection must precede the descent of the Holy Spirit. Because just as fire cannot start without wood, so the Holy Spirit can only come once the wood of the cross has been prepared. St. John Paul II writes, "Jesus speaks of his own departure through the cross as the necessary condition for the Spirit's coming." He quotes the Gospel of John, It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Counselor will not come. But if I go, I will send him to you." The Holy Spirit must come after, because the Holy Spirit is the one who communicates to us the divine life that Jesus won for us through his cross and resurrection. When Jesus died and rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, how were we supposed to participate in that? It's as if Jesus was on a bus from here to Vancouver, and we're just like, okay, bye, Jesus, please come again, right? But the Holy Spirit is almost like the coach driver or the bus driver who unites us with Jesus to participate in his journey from death to life. The Catechism writes, "Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we take part in Christ's passion by dying to sin, and in his resurrection by being born to a new life." We participate in the passion of Jesus and his resurrection through the Holy Spirit, particularly in baptism, in our immersion into his death and resurrection through our own baptism. But now that we have been baptized, we have also been sanctified, which means to be set apart for service to God. Or in St. Paul's words, we have been freed from sin and enslaved to God. Yet Jesus is radical in calling us to put him first in our lives, even above our family. And sometimes this can cause division. You may have heard the story of Scott Hahn when he converted to the Catholic faith. He actually converted several years before his wife became Catholic. And in that period of time, there was a source of division in the family because she had been Protestant for many generations. It was in the family. And so there was a struggle in his life in that way. And for us too, another source of division could be asking our children to go to Mass. You know, I experienced that in our household too with our family, where it could be tough to ask them week in and week out for 52 weeks out of the year or even more. And it could be a source of struggle and even division. Sometimes we could be interiorly frustrated at God. "Jesus, look what I am doing for you by trying to integrate faith into my family. But instead of greater peace, I'm experiencing greater division and suffering." When Jesus said that he did not come to bring peace, He was speaking of a superficial peace that comes from the world or our own efforts. He says, in the Gospel of John, he says, "In me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And so Jesus wants us to put him first in our life above our family, not because he doesn't want us to love our family, but because he wants us to entrust them to the one who loves them infinitely more. So this peace comes from loving Jesus first, and by doing so, we maintain a peaceful heart that allows God to be present in us to love our children through others or through us. Here's an analogy that shows how it works. At the Easter Vigil, the Paschal candle is lit. And as a sign of our participation in his passion and resurrection, the Holy Spirit is kind of like the flame which we attach to with our own candles. An agitated heart, an unpeaceful heart, is like the windy atmosphere which makes it hard to pass on this flame to others. But a peaceful heart is like the calm air which allows the fire of God to be passed on to your children and to others. Maintain peace in your hearts and let the Holy Spirit blaze within you so that the image of Christ becomes marvelously radiant before others, so that it is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us. For as St. Catherine of Siena says, "Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire."